Today's daf is daf Nun Vav in Brachos, and we'll begin on Nun Hei Amud Beis. We left off yesterday about 10 lines into the wide lines. We had given the first of the three Amoraim's novel and unusual member that they said over, and we said that you should do the Hatovas Chalom, which we do during Duchening, and we said that you should answer it during the Duchening, answer Amen. V'lo, and if that's not available, Le Mohachi, say the following. Now, there's a different gears over here. The Gra says you say this afterwards. The girsa that we have is that you say it during or instead of the regular Hatavas Chalom, but we follow the Groz sheet over here, which is that we say it later on. This is the girsa of the Rif and the Rosh. He says, Ki Mahadri Kohani Apayu. This is, we say this when the Kohanim turn him back and face towards us, Le Mohach, we say the following. You dwell above and in your strength. We ask that you should give us Shalom. Now, the second opinion, yes, we have three Amorayim, each one's saying a different opinion. Meimar, Mazutra, and Ravashi, we don't know which one said which. So the next one said, Pasach Yidach, Yomar, Haiman, the Ayil Lamasa, somebody that goes into a town, the Dochel, Main Abishan, is concerned about the Ayin Hara that may be there. What should this person do? So Linkot Zakfa Diyodu Diyamina, he should take his thumb of his right hand, Diyodu the swollen, place it into his left hand, and close it in his left hand. Zakfa Diyodu the swollen, take the thumb, Zakfa is the thumb of his left hand, Diyodu Diyamina, and close it in his right hand. In other words, he should clasp both of his thumbs in each of his opposite hands, and he should say the following, Yilei Mohachi, Ano Ploni Bar Ploni, I, the son of so-and-so. He should say this, Mizara de Yosef, because I come from the Zera of Yosef, even though he may not technically come from the Zera of Yosef, we're all allowed to be considered coming from the Zera of Yosef. The Lo Shalta Be'en Abisha, that the descendants of Yosef are not susceptible to the Ayin Haras, Shinemar, because it says, Ben Poras Yosef, Ben Poras Ali Oyin. So the children of Yosef are above the Ayin Hara, Poras Ali Oyin. Their Ben Poras is Ali Oyin, the Gomer. Al tikri ali ayin ella ole ayin. They're above the ayin hara. A different source for why the Bnei Yosef aren't susceptible to ayin hara. It says v'yid gularo b'kerav aretz. The children of Yosef were blessed by Yaakov Avinu as being like the fish of the sea. Ma dogim shebiyam ayin mechasim aleihem. The ayin ayin hara sholatis behem. The fish are below the sea. The ayin hara can't see them and get to them. So too avzaro she Yosef ayin ayin hara sholatis behem. So too the children of Yosef, the ayin hara can't affect them. If he's concerned that he himself will go and give an ayin hara to other people, so then in this situation, that's one way to interpret this. Another way to interpret this is that he might give himself an ayin hara. In any event, let's say atarfa de nechira de smola. He should look at his left nostril. That's, well, somehow, again, these are deep understandings. We don't really know other than the words. He should somehow look at his left nostril, and that will prevent this from happening. Then the third amora. Again, either Meir Marzut or Ravashi, we don't know which one said the third item. We don't know which one said any of them. Pasach Yidach V'Yomer, he said, Haiman Decholish Yomer Kamba. If somebody's sick on the first day, Lo Ligle, don't tell everybody. Why? Ki Hechid the Lisra Mazle, that it shouldn't give like an Ayin Hara. It shouldn't make it, well, he's sick, so everybody calls him sick. I remember hearing from Fabian Schofield, Shlita, many years ago, he said that it was the minhag amongst the Gerech Hasidim that when they made a Misha Berach, they didn't say Hu yivarech es achole or chola or cholim, because who says that they're cholim? They may not look so good, but who says that they're cholim? When you call them cholim, it's like lisra mazle. So that's their minhag, and that's what the Gemara seems to say. We had the first day, don't tell anybody. However, bikan ve'elich afterwards in nebuch yasek ligle, then go and tell everybody. Why? He heard the Rava, like Rava said, when Rava was sick on the first day, lo magle, he wouldn't tell anybody. Bikan ve'elich afterwards, however, amar l'shame, he said over here to his attended, poke, go, achriz, go and announce, Rav cholash, Rav sick. Now, mandirachim li, those people that love me, they'll have mercy on me, li boy alai rachmin, they'll beg for a kosh boch for mercy for me. Umandisari li, the ones that don't like me, they hate me, lachdi li, they're going to be very happy, and that's going to be good for me. Uksiv bin folay vech al tismach, when your enemy is down, don't be happy. And therefore, ubechoshlo, when your enemy fails, ayagil ybecha, don't be glad, don't rejoice. Therefore, why? Because penyir Hashem. Hashem is going to see that they're happy. Virabino, he's not going to be happy that they're happy, that you're sick. And therefore, the Haitian may all of Apo. And he will go and make them unhappy by making me get better. Very interesting idea. Shmuel, ki avichazi chalmo bisho, when Shmuel would see a bad dream, Omar, v'chalomos hashov yidabu. He said that the dreams have absolutely no significance whatsoever. When he saw a good dream, like a rhetorical, hey over here, are they in fact not telling us the truth? Now, that seems to be totally opposite. And then the Gemara says, walks in, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to us in dreams. So what's going on over here? So Rava Rami Ksiv Bachaloma Dabrabo. Rava furthers this question and says, in one place it says, Hashem speaks to us in dreams. And the other place, Ksiv Chaloma Sashavi Dabro. It's only north, for north that the dreams speak to us. So which one is it? So he says, Lokasha. Kana de Malach. If a Malach tells you a dream, so then that's a good thing. If you're getting a dream from a Malach, that's a good idea. Kan Ayide Shade. But a dream that's worthless, a dream that has no meaning, is when a shade puts it in your head, so to say. Amarav. Now this Rabbi Akiva is not the Tana Rabbi Akiva, because we normally don't find that we refer to this fashion a Tana. That's what the Chadashim Yishonim, Gam Yishonim says. So anyway, this Amora Rabbi Akiva says, Amrav Panda, Amrav Nochum, Amrav Biram, Mishum Zokin Echad. And who was that Zokin Echad? Umanu Rabbi Noah. So he said, Esim Rabbo Apostle Chalamos Yerushalayim. There were 24 interpreters of dreams that were in Yerushalayim. One time I had a dream, and I went to all 24 of them. And guess what? They all interpreted it differently. What number one said, number two didn't say. The kulam niskayim will be. Even though I had 24 different interpretations, all 24 came through. This fulfills the famous statement. Now, it seems to apply this is a pasuk, but it's not really a pasuk. And on the side, you can see in Tosis and Shabbos tells us that it's the derech of the Shas to sometimes even katzer or to use ideas of a pasuk and phrase it sort of in the way of a pasuk. But there is no such pasuk. Kol hachalomos holchem achar peh. In any event, you see that the interpretation of the dream, that's what the dream really means. So Gemara says, Atu kol hachalomos holchem achar peh. Krohu? Is that really a pasuk, so to say? Where says in? Yeah, it's a pasuk. Okay, Rabbi Lazar. It's like what Rabbi Lazar says. I'm Rabbi Lazar. How do we know that the dreams are interpreted, and the way that they're interpreted, that's what the dream now means. Shinemar. We learn by Pyro. V'hikashir pasal lanu kein hayam. When Yosef was in the jail, so he interpreted the dream for the two attendants of Pyro, Sar Mash and Sar Ofeh. So he told them, the Sar Ha Ofim said, yeah, Taka, that is exactly what I dreamed. Omar Rabba, Vuhu de Mivsha Le Me'ein Chame. Because he interpreted like the dream was. Shinemar, Vishka Chaloma Pasar. He saw that in fact was right. So you can't just make up anything you want, but if the dream makes sense, so then it was interpreted properly. And each of them dreamed it before Hashem say, the other one's Pisrom. Each of them dreamed what the other one's dream meant. So therefore, when he heard Yosef explain what was going to happen to the Sarah Mashkim, so the Sarah Pharaoh said, Taka, that's right, I dreamed that. Vayara Sarah Othim. So it says, the Sarah Othim saw it. Mino yada. Amrulazim, Allah mishikolech v'yechod, hereyu chalomo, upisro chalomo shechabero. They each not only had their own dream, but they also dreamed the interpretation of their friend's dream. Amr Yochanan, hishki v'novalo pasuk l'sof piv. When you wake up in the morning and you have a interpretation, you have a pasuk coming into your mouth at that time, so harezu nevuah katana. This is like a nevuah katana. Rav Sternbuch Shlita in the Pshat Ian says this is a little bit like the famous Goral HaGra. They would mish a sefer Torah chumish to see what was HaKadosh Baruch Hu trying to get him to understand something. What should he do? Rabbi Yochanan, Gimu Chalomos Miskaimim. There are three types of dreams that are especially likely to be real. Chalom Shoshachos, the dreams you have early in the morning, because the Mefarshim explain, because it's not something that you're probably thinking about for the day that's going to have a dream early in the morning. So this Mestam is a real dream. Chalom Shechalom L'Chaveiro, if a friend has a dream about you, I like a Chalom Shenifta B'Sol Chalom, or a dream that's interpreted within a dream, so that is also likely to be a real dream, a real allusion to something that really will happen. The Yesh Omer and others add, Af Chalom Shenishna, a dream that is redreamed. So if you dream it twice, Shnema Valishonos Chalom V'Gomer. Paru knew that the interpretation of Yosef was right because he dreamt it twice. So therefore, even though it wasn't exactly the same, there were similarities between the two dreams, the seven fat cows, the seven thin cows, the seven good sheaves of wheat, the bad sheaves of wheat. So it was like Hishonos Chalom, was like a double dream, and that meant that really it was going to be true. That's why Paru was so interested in figuring out what was going on. Finally, a person will dream what he was thinking about. That the dreams that you have over here will be about what you're dreaming about at night. So therefore, what a person's thinking about during the day, that's what he's going to be thinking about in his dreams. Others say, "Vayone levavcha tinda." You'll know what's in your heart. Amirav teda the lo machve lil inish. A person will never see in his dream something that he wasn't thinking about or had potential to think about during the day. Therefore, you'll never have in your dream lo dikla the dava. You're not going to have a golden palm tree, lo pila, and nor an elephant the aisle bekupa the machta, or an elephant that goes through the eye of a needle, because those things aren't possible. And a person only dreams about things that are possible that he could have thought about during the day. See, as we now will see as we continue on the Amud Aleph. We begin with a continuation of the stories from Nun Hei Amud Beis. If a person thinks about something during the day, he will think about it at night in his dreams, therefore have much less significance. It's a tremendous amount of information to have over here. We can't go into it anywhere near as deep as we'd like to. I'm going to try to get through the daf in the hour that we have. Yes, it's Hashem, we will accomplish that. On the late case of Rabbi Yeshua, the girsa that we have is Rabbi Chanina. On the side, it says it should be Rabbi Chananya. Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya was one of the major Tanoim who dealt with the government and dealt with all sorts of issues for Klal Yisrael. Morin Sota says when he died, so then we lost our best defender in the Goyish world. So the case of the Caesar said to Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, Amrisu de Chachmisu Tuva. I heard that you Jews are smart. I hear that you're very smart. Emily Mai Chazino Bechalmoy. What am I going to see tonight in my dream? If you're so smart, you should be able to tell me what I'm going to see in my dream tonight. The Chidush Agro brings down over here that this was the whole Chiddush over here of why we, in this situation, Yeshua Bechananya was considered so smart, he would be able to figure out a way to figure out what the Kesa would be dreaming about that night. That's what the Vilna Gaon says. So I'm a lay. So Rishu B'chananya tells him, Chaziz, you're going to see over here, the Mishachrei lo Parsoi, the Persians, the Parsoim, are going to take you into their service. In other words, they're going to subjugate you. You're going to become their captive. The Garbi Bach, and they're going to grab you. Raya Bach, Shakzi, and they're going to make you go and pasture Shkotzim. Shkotzim over here, the Ben Yehuda says, means Chazerim, pigs. That's one of the terminologies we use for Shkotzim. So the weird thing that Rabbi Yeshua told him is going to happen obviously was on his mind all day. And as well, you're going to have to go past them, b'chutra de dava. You're going to be using a golden stick to go and pass them. This is a very strange thing, obviously. And it also, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya saw this would get to Caesar. He was always worried about the Parsiim, and this would really get to him. And here at Kula Yoma, he thought about it all day. Ul'urta, that night, Urta is one of those sagi nor types of words, a euphemism. Urta means light, but it really means at the start of the night. So Urta, Chaza, he saw exactly what Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya saw in his dream. It's a famous story about the Rambam, that the other doctors who were around at the time of the Rambam were very jealous that he was the Sultan's personal physician. And they concocted a plan, and they said, if the Rambam is such a great doctor, we can show you that he's not. So they got a guy who was perfectly healthy to come into the Rambam and say, what's wrong with him? The Rambam told this guy, you're going to die in 30 days. And everybody laughed. There's no way he's going to be right. The Rambam doesn't know what he's doing. This will be our chance to prove that he's wrong. But this put the idea in the person's head. He got nervous. And in fact, Itaka died in 30 days, exactly as the Rambam said. So this idea that you can put something in a person's head is applicable in many different areas of life. Here, specifically, it's discussed in terms of the dreams. Another similar situation, Amalei Shvur Malka L'Shmuel. Shvur Malka was also a great king, and he told to Shmuel, Persian king, Melech Prasras, he says. Not so clear that he really was a Melech of Pras. In any event, Shvur Malka over here, he went and he told him, Amritu Dechavisu Tuva, I heard you guys are so smart. Emily Mai Chazina B'chamoy, tell me what I'm going to see in my dream tonight. Amalei, so he told him also a strange thing that would make him think about it all day. Chaziz the Asu Romoi, the Romans are going to come and get you. Again, each of them was given their fear, so to say. Vishavullah, and they're going to capture you. Vitakullah, Bakashisaya, Berechaya, and they're going to make you go and grind up over here. Rashi explains this is Tmarim, Garine Tmarim. So you're going to have to grind up over here these dates with Rechaya the Dava in a golden press over here. And again, he thought about this all day. It's such a strange thing. Here at Kuliyoma, Uliurtechaza, he thought about it all day, and that's exactly what he dreamed about at night. Now, by the way, with the whole discussion here with dreams, which is very esoteric and not necessarily something that we understand, so by dreams, if you're thinking about something during the day, and then you dream about it, that dream probably
in halachic, hashkafic terms, has absolutely no significance. It's only if you have a dream that you weren't thinking about that it may or may not have some sort of a predictive ability. But many of the poskim say today that if a person has no concerns about his dreams, then the dreams have no effect. They have no potential to tell you what's going to happen in the future. If a person is concerned about a dream, however, so then we do have a concept of a tiny schalom. If a person has a bad dream, we have a tova schalom, how to try to make the dream better. We talked about it yesterday, during the duchening, but there's actually a similar nusach that you can gather three people, similar to Ataris Nadarim, and do Hatovas Chalom. But again, most people aren't concerned about this, and therefore, if most people aren't concerned about it, so for those people, probably don't have to be concerned about dreams. Now we enter into a very strange story. The Beis Yosef, the Sefer Beis Yosef, Rav Dierenfeld Zatzal, he has a whole discussion about this. We don't have the time to go into this Gemara's the way we'd like to. This Barahedra was a strange person. He was a charlatan to a certain extent, but he also was able to predict, and that's because we said that the dreams are going to occur based upon how you interpret them. So he was very expert at interpreting dreams, and he also took money for it. And if you gave him money, if you paid the piper, then you got a good dream. If you didn't pay the piper, you didn't get a good dream. Now, Barahedra, so he was an interpreter of dreams. He put out a shingle, interpreter of dreams, and that's what he did. Anybody that gave him money, so he gave them a good interpretation. But if somebody didn't give him money, he gave him a bad interpretation of his dream. Now, very strange that they both dreamt the same thing. Again, there's a lot of deeper things over here. We're just going to read it very simple. So Abai and Rava, they both had the same exact dream. Abai lo yov lezuza. He paid off our hedra. And Rava lo yov le. Rava said, I don't do that. Tell me the dream, I'm not paying off for it. Amile. And they told him. Now, the Mefarshim are unclear over here. Did they actually see this in their dreams? Did they see the words in their dream? Did they hear the psukim? Exactly what they saw, not clear, but Amrilei, they said to Barahedra, Akrinon B'chalmin, somebody read to us, or was shown to us in the dream, the following psukim. Now, the editors of the Gemara put in a lot of agomers in different places. They were trying to save space. I remember hearing from Moshech to Shlita, that sometimes the Piskei Tosos, in the back of the Gemara, so they have psukim from Tosos that we don't have in our Gemara. That's because the editors sometimes chopped off pieces of the Tosfos because they didn't have room on the daf when they first printed the daf. They wanted it nice and neat, and you know, the editors weren't necessarily Tamid Chacham. He said, yeah, a couple of lines you can chop off over here. Oh, these are little Tosos, we can throw this one away. And that's why we sometimes have Piskei Tosos that we don't have the Tosos on. In any event, the editors here put in a lot of Vagomers. Often, the Vagomer is the most important part. So I'll try to read you the Vagomers over here as they're important. So they first said to him, we saw in our dream the following pasuk shown to us. Sharcha, again, as an aside, look at the types of dreams that they had. They dream about psukim. They're not dreaming about some movie star. They're not dreaming about the shtus. They dream about psukim. That's the difference between Abai and Rava and normal people. So they saw in their dream, Sharcha tovuch le'necha, v'gomer. The v'gomer is, v'lo solcha mimenu. Your shor is going to be slaughtered and you won't eat from it. So the Rava, who didn't pay him off, again, keep in mind, Abai paid him off, Rava did not pay him off. So Rava is always going to get a bad interpretation, Abai is always going to get a good interpretation. Rava, Amale, Psid Itzkecha, you're going to lose your job, you're going to lose your business over here, they're both wine merchants. And you won't be able to eat, even you're eating, you're not going to enjoy your eating, you're going to be so upset about losing your business that you're not going to enjoy food. Labai Amalei, same exact pasuk. Marvach Yisrocha. Oh, you're going to do a booming business over here. You're going to be in the mask business around coronavirus time. V'lohahani loch lemechal meched v'libach. And you're going to be so happy. That's what it means you won't be able to eat. You're so thrilled that you're making such money, hand over fist, that you won't be able to eat because of your happiness. Same pasuk. One won't eat because he's so upset. One won't eat because he's so happy. Amrilei, they said to him another pasuk we saw Akrina, and it was read to us in our dreams. Banim ubanos tolid, and again v'gomer. V'gomer over here v'lo yu loch kiyelchu bashevi. Lots of children, but they're going to captivity. So again, to Rava interpreted bad. Amalei kivishu say your children are going to be taken into captivity. Labai amalei oh bancha v'nosecha nefisha. You can have so many children. Can I know? Uminsavon bansoch liyama. Your children are going to get married. Your daughters are going to get married to boys in Eretz Yisrael. Umidamion Ba'apech, and they're going to move to Eretz Yisrael, they're going to move to wherever they are, and it's going to appear to you, Kidika Azlan Bishivya. They're going to be like in the captivity. Anybody has children living in Eretz Yisrael, children living not in Florida, living back home where you may have come from originally, so you feel like they're in captivity. You feel like they're not with you. That's a bracha that Abaya got. Rava, he got shtuch, he got over here, that your children are going to be taken into captivity. Then they read another pasuk, Akraya, and they read to them this pasuk in their dreams. Here it says straight out, there's no begomer. Labaya again, I don't know why it sometimes switches around, first gives the interpretation to Rava, sometimes to Abaya, sometimes to Abaya, then Rava, not sure why. In any event, first gives the interpretation to Abaya, Amalei, you're going to have many, many children. And you're going to say, I don't know if anybody ever had this discussion, the guy tells his wife, she says, I want them to marry my side of the family. He says, I want them to marry my side of the family. She says, I want the children to marry my side of the family. In Europe, this is much more common than the United States, that people would marry second cousins, sometimes first cousins, sometimes other relatives. So each side said, well, we have a beautiful shidduch here, let's do it with my side of the family. And he said, no, let's do it with my side of the family. So, not surprisingly, the achbaloch, he gave in to his wife, he was a very smart man, the obvious lahon, lekreve, and he gave it to her relatives. The havikamacher, and that was like another nation. So that's what he interpreted the pasuk in a very positive way, that they'll be sent to another nation, i.e. your side of the family. L'rava, Nebuch, again, he got it bad. Amalei devisu shchiva, your wife is going to die. And what does that mean with your children? Your young children, they'll have to be raised by another woman. So that was a curse. So again, Abaye each time gets a bracha, and Rava essentially gets a curse. And Rava himself was the one that alluded to this curse. The Amar Rava, Amar Yim Yabarava, Amar Rav. My Dixiv, what's supposed to mean when it says, Bonech v'nosech v'nosun l'yam acher, zu eisha sa'av. This means that Nebuch, if the wife passes away and the husband has to be married, we all know stories about the wicked stepmother. So that's what they're alluding to over here. Rachmona Litzlan. Not always, sometimes a stepmother is the most wonderful thing. Rachmona Litzlan, children lost their mother. And you have a woman who steps in, she's going to get tremendous schar and shemayim for raising somebody else's children. But sometimes it doesn't work out that way. So that's the statement that Rav made in the name of Rav. Another pasuk they saw in their dreams, Akrina and Bechalmin, we saw in our dreams the following pasuk. I don't know why this doesn't have two yuds. All the other ones had two yuds. Again, a lot of printers or publishers discussion over here that we could have. So Akrina and Bechalmin, they saw in their dream the following. Lech echol b'simcha lachmecha. Go and eat your bread with great happiness. Labaya ma'alei. So Abaye said again, positive. Marvach ischa. You're going to have so much business. V'yachalta v'shasisa. And you're going to be so happy. You're going to have plenty of food to eat and drink. V'karisa psuka meched v'libcha. And you're going to read this pasuk with great happiness. L'rava, you're also going to read this pasuk. But what, you're going to read it out of sadness. L'rava ma'alei. Psit ischa. You're going to lose your business. They're both in the wine business. Your wine is going to go sour. And you're going to shech, you're not going to eat. Vishasisa vikarisa. And then you're going to read this v'lochata vishasisa. You're not going to be able to eat and drink. And then you're going to read this pasuk vikarisa lefachuche pachducha. You're going to read this as a consolation. Oh, I hope someday Hashem that you'll go and let me eat besimcha. So you're going to read it as a wish, as a hope, because you're so desperate. And Abaye, you're going to say it as a statement of fact. Another pasuk rinon zera rav totzi asodeh. And here it doesn't even say a gomer. And the end of the pasuk is uma'at tosif ki yachsilenu ha'arbe. So the first part says you're going to have lots of produce. The second part says that the grasshopper is going to eat it all up. So labaye again, positive. Amalei mireishe. He said, read the first part of the pasuk mireishe that you're going to have lots of tosi asada. You're going to have zera rav. And larav amalei misefe from the end of the pasuk, which says that the grasshopper is going to eat it all up. The arbe are going to go destroy your crop. Another pasuk akrina, and they saw in their dream, they heard it read, whatever it exactly means that they saw, zeisim yu l'cho b'cho gulecha, you're going to have lots of olives in all your land, v'gomer, and this v'gomer again is critical, and it says at the end of the v'gomer, v'shem lo sosuch ki yishal zeisecha. So he has over here that the olives over here in the first part are good, but in the second part is going to be bad. So again, he told the beginning part of the pasuk, lots of olives. They're all going to be destroyed. Akrin, and they saw another pasuk in their dreams. Vigomer. Again, the Vigomer is critical over here. And the end of the pasuk is a little bit more familiar to us. Kishem Hashem Nikra Lecha, the Yeru Mimecha. So again, Labayi told him, Amalei, Nofak lo Shma. The pasuk over here means that you're going to have a name, you're going to have a renowned reputation over here, and that you're going to become the Reish Masif to harvest. You're going to become the Rosh Hashiva. So, a Masra Nafles B'Yamah. right? Your fear of everybody, your fear of you is going to be on everybody. I remember other of my rabbeim telling me, a number of my rabbeim telling me to learn by the Rav. I never had the schus to learn by Rav Yoshua ben Soloveitchik. That's all. But I did have the schus to be in the yeshiva at the time that he was unfortunately already sick, but I had the schus to at least see him. And my rabbeim, who had him as rabbeim, would say they were in pachad, they were in fear when they went into the shir, because he was a very awesome person. And they were afraid to say something, or if they said something and they didn't say it perfect, they knew they were going to get it. So that's the approach. Sometimes you have an awe of such a great, great Rosh Yeshiva. So he said, the people are going to be in such great awe of you, Abaye, V'yiru mimecha, they're going to fear you, they're going to be in awe of you. L'rav Amalei, Badinya d'malka izbar, the storehouse of the king is going to be broken into. U'mitfasis b'ganve, and you're going to be the ganav that they accuse. And everybody's going to say a kavachomer. If the great Rava can't even be protected from being accused of being a ganav, certainly we will come and, period, the kavachomer minoch, and we will, how will we ever be saved? And in fact, Lamachar, the next day, itbar b'deino d'malka. He was in fact taken over by the king, and they grabbed him. The king's storehouse was broken into. Deino d'malka, Itbar was broken into, the also Vitasi little Rava, and they in fact went and grabbed Rava, and they accused him of robbing. Amilei, they told him no longer psukim. Now they saw various images in their dream. Both of them saw the same dreams. Again, very strange. Chazon chaso, we saw chazon over here means we saw chaso. Chaso is coming up. Shloshim yom lefnei achag. We're getting close to Pesach, so chaso is one of the things that people use for. For a maror, it's romaine lettuce. So we saw chasa apum doni on top of a barrel of our wines. Again, they're both wine merchants, and they saw this chasa, this romaine lettuce, on top of the barrel of wine. So Abai interprets it positively. On the way, if iskecha kechasa, your business is going to spread out like the leaves of the romaine lettuce. L'rav Amalei, maror iskecha, you're going to have a terrible time over here. Your maror is going, your business is going to be bitter like maror. The Pshavi and Rosh Sternbuch Shlita brings down from over here that therefore he holds, based upon this Gemara, that your Maror has to be a little bit bitter. And it's not enough to say that it will become bitter if you're left in the ground longer, or that it could be bitter at some point in time. And he wants to bring down for this Gemara that the Maror has to have a little bit of a bitterness taste to it. Interesting. Okay. So he says, Mori Yiskecha Kichasa, your business will be bitter like the Maror. Amilei, they both said to Barhedja again, next thing that they saw, Chazon Bisra Apumdani, they saw some meat on top of their barrels of wine. Labaya positively, Amilei, said, Bosim Chamarch, your wine will be so good. For Asu Kuliyama, Lemizvan, Bisra, Vichamra Minoch. And everybody's going to want to have a steak and your wine. So therefore, it's great for your business. That's what the Basar on top of the wine symbolizes. Larava, the exact opposite. Amilei, Tokif Chamarcha, your wine's going to turn sour. And they're only going to use your wine for cooking wine. And they're going to, people that are making a steak over there, they need to add a little bit of wine to it. Right? They have different types of wine sauces. That's lousy wine. You don't take a $50 bottle of wine to pour into your frying pan and make the wine sauce. So your wine is going to be so lousy that the only thing it'll be good for is not for drinking, it'll be good to make it as a wine sauce. Again, Abaye got blessed, Rava got cursed. Amileta. I don't know why they keep on going, but they keep on going back. Chazon, must have bothered them. Again, if a dream bothers you,
it's a long dream.
If a dream bothers you, so then people will go and seek it out. We'll see this on the Amud Beis as well. Chazon, we saw in our dream, Chavita, the Tali B'dikla. We saw over here a chavis, a barrel that was hanging from a palm tree. So Labai again, positively, Amalei, Madle, Issachar, G'dikla. Your business over here will be high, hanging high, just like this palm tree. L'rav Amalei, Choli Iskecha Ketamrei. Your business is not going to be good. It's going to be no good. Your business is not going to be good, just like this dikla over here is not good. Amalei, Chazor Rumna. Rumna is a rimon. So you're going to see, they saw pomegranates, the kadoche apumdani, that were sprouting over here, that were growing on top of the barrel. Again, they were wine merchants in the stomach. They're having dreams about what they're thinking about during the day, but they weren't thinking about the rimon and the chasa on their bottles of wine. So labai yomalei, oshik iskecha kirimona, your stuff's going to be very expensive. It's going to be very, very good. Your business is going to grow like the rimon. The rimon has many, many seeds in it, and you're going to have great business expansion. Your business is going to be spoiled. Like a rimon is a little bit sour. So you're going to have over here, your business is going to go sour. Amalei, they said another thing. Chazan chavita, the nofal abiro. We saw a barrel of wine that fell into a bore, into a pit over here. So labaya, positively, amalei, midbai iskacha. You're going to go over here, and people are going to want your business so bad. Like they say, the Velt says, kedomar, nofal pita bibira, glorish takach. It was your bread was in the bar and nobody could find it. In other words, your stuff is going to be so wanted, it's going to be a scarcity. Everybody's going to be buying your stuff and there won't be anything left. Your business is going to be lousy. Your wine's going to be lousy. People are going to just throw it away. It's the $1.99 brown paper bag wine. They're not going to go and want to drink your wine. Amalei, they said again, chazinon bar chamra. Now here, bar bar chamra here, chamra means over here a donkey. So I once heard from Rabbi Wine, he said, how do you tell what the Gemara is talking about, chamra meaning a donkey or chamra meaning wine? So he said, it depends on the kick that you get from it. Say it over the shame omra. I heard this from Rabbi Wine. Okay, so I'm like, chazinon bar chamra, we saw a donkey over here, the kai a izdon, the nowhere. It was by our heads. Izdon is the Targum word for head, and we have it in the Chumash of Barasho Sub, it says Izdon, and Vinoer, and it's braying a name. So Labai tells it to him in a positive way, Amalei, Malkav is, you're going to be the king, Vakai Amora Lech, and the king, i.e. the Rosh Yeshiva, so he has an Amora. They didn't have microphones, so the Rebbe would have a little voice, and they'd have a big starka interpreter would say the shir out loud for everybody to hear. So you're going to have a donkey, so to say, braying for you. You're going to have an interpreter, somebody saying over the shir for you. L'Ravi said, Amalei, petech hamar, goit mi tfilach. That the word chamar is missing from your tefillin. There's something wrong with the petech hamar in your tefillin. Something's missing over there. So he interpreted it bad for Rabbi. Rabbi says, hey, I checked my tefillin. Amalei, l'didi chazili. V'yi say, don't tell me the word petech hamar is missing from my dream. You're wrong. From my tefillin, it's there. So Amalei, he says, no. Vav de petech hamar vaday goit mitfilech. That there was something wrong with the vav. So machlokis, there's actually different opinions as to whether the vav in petech hamar has a vav, the word hamar, does it have a vav in it or not? There's actually two different opinions. So he said that the person who wrote your tefillin didn't write in the vav or did write in the vav, depending on which opinion you hold. Like, so if there's an opinion that the vav was originally written incorrectly, and then the guy erased it, who wrote your tefillin, so the tefillin would still be kosher, as long as he didn't write the rest of the tefillin, and that's why it wasn't a perfect pair of tefillin. So he said, that's what seeing this in your dream meant over here, that the petech hamar is somehow wrong in your tefillin. It's not lehidura. No, l'sof azar rava l'chudei l'gabei. Rava then had his own dream, which he then went on his own, without abaye, and amalei, chazoi, he said, I saw dasha briyosa d'nofa. That the dasha, Rashi says over here, is the wall of the house, the inner wall, a certain type of a wall. Looking at the Rashi's over here. Delis chitzon shebabayis. The Rashi's are on the Tosu side, that's why I didn't get it right away. So delis chitzon shebabayis, the outer door, the door fell down. So Amalei, so he told him, ishlicho shechova. That means, Rahman al-Islam, that your wife is going to die over here. She's the Akeres Abayis. So this is a reference to that. We had the word Ishlecha a few days ago. The Gilgan Hashah says, look back, we had this a few days ago as well in the Gemara, where Ishlecha is a reference to the importance that Akeres Abayis. Okay. So Nebuch, he said she would die. Amalei told him another dream. He had Chazir Kochi Vishini Dinosur, the various parts of my mouth, some of the teeth, the molars, different interpretations of what exactly Kochi Vishini are. And you see on the side, it says, look in the Gemara and Avodah Zarah, other places. So it means basically the grinding teeth, according to most. So Amalei, that means, that your children, your teeth are kinui, will be a reference to your children. They're going to, Nebuch, be killed as well. Amalei, another dream he had, Chazoi, Tarte Yoni de Perichon, two doves left my house. So Amalei, Trey Nashi Megareshes. Doves are a reference to the wife. A dove is a reference over to Klai Yisrael. A dove is a very positive reference usually. And it says here, your wives. But Nebuch, you're going to go and divorce two wives. Amalei, Chazoi, Trey Gargalide de Lifta. Gargalide means the head. Lifta is Lefes, is a turnip. So it means that he saw in his dream two heads of a turnip. So I'm like, train kufe balak. You're going to get two zetzes. You're going to get two, a club looks a little bit like the head of a turnip. So you're going to get a zetz. You're going to get hit with two clubs. Twice. Aza Rava, whoever went, how Yoma, the Yosef, Bay Midrasha, Kuli Yoma. He said, nobody's going to hit me in the base medrash. I'm going to hang out in the base medrash all day. Right? He has a similar idea. David HaMelech, he knew he was supposed to die on Shabbos. It's one of the reasons why we have a Malav Malka. David HaMelech made a huge suit this Malav Malka. Every Shabbos, when he saw, he didn't die that Shabbos. So David HaMelech would sit immersed, learning all day Shabbos. He said, the Malach HaMavis won't have shlita on me. And we know that the Malach HaMavis figured out a way to distract him, and then David HaMelech was eventually killed on Shabbos. So he said, I'll sit in the base medrash all day, and nothing will happen to me. What a great etza. So in the base medrash, unbelievable. Ashlech danu trei sagi nahore. He saw two blind people that would come into Badi Adadi. They were fighting with each other. They couldn't see that Rava was coming over to break it up. So Azar Rava alifrukinu. So since they were blind, they didn't know that it was Rava who was coming to break it up. They thought somebody else was getting involved in the melee over here. It's like a hockey team, right? You have all the guys coming into the melee, and you know, everybody gets his ass. Sometimes the referee gets his ass too. So, umachu al-Rava, they gave Rava zets. They didn't want to give Rava zets if they'd seen it was Rava. And they gave him two zetses. Trey, dolu lumach, trey. They gave him two zetses. Dolu lumach v'yachmitin. They wanted him another zets. And he said, on my mistayin. That's enough. Trey and chazoy. I only saw two in the dream. You can't give me a third zets. Again, very, very interesting, but very, very esoteric gemaras. Finally, we get to the punchline. L'sof asa Rava v'yav le'agra. Rava said, okay, I see it doesn't do so well not to pay off Bar Hedja. So he paid him off. Amalei, now he tells about another dream. Chazoy, Ashisa de Nofal. I see over here it says on the side, Yesod L'chomas Beso. The foundation of his house, one of the walls of foundation, fell down. So Amalei, oh, Nechasim B'lo Mitzorim Kanisa. You know what he would have said before. Your house is going to destroy you. Everything's going to be terrible for you. Here he says, this means that your business is going to expand so much that you won't be able to contain it within the walls of your house. You have to break down the walls of your house, so to say, all the wealth that you're going to have. He then tells him, I saw in a dream that Abaye's palace fell down and I'm covered in all the dust. So I'm like, Abaye Shochev, Abaye's going to die before you. And Umisifte Asul Gaboch. And now they're going to need a new Rosh Hashiva. You're going to be the Rosh Hashiva after Abaye. I'm like, he said, Achazoy, a partner. He then said, I saw in my dream that my palace is going to fall down and everybody's taking brick by brick from the palace. So he told him, nope, don't worry. I'm like, Shmaisesach mivadron bi'alma. Those bricks represent all your different Torah. Everybody taking your different Torah and spreading it all over the world. I'm like, another dream he had, Chazoy di Avka. He said, I saw in my dream that my head is split open and my brains fell out. Nota means to fall, right? And mokri means his mayach, his head, his brains. So he said, don't worry about that. I'm like, udra mi be sajinofik. So it means over here, just your pillow. Your pillow is has a leak in the pillow and some of the feathers are falling out. Don't worry about it. Amalei said, then I saw a pasuk in my dream again. We're not sure what this pasuk in the dream means. Was it said? Did he see the pasukim themselves? Whatever it means. Akrayan hala mitzvah b'chamo. I saw the hala mitzri. That's kapitos kuf yud gimel till kuf yud dalet till kuf yud. So we saw over here the hala mitzri over here in his dream. So Amalei, nisa mitzvah hishlo. You're going to have a nes come to you. Just like the hala talks about the yes, mitzvah, the wonderful nes. Nisim, so you're going to have a nes too. Have a cause of Bahadi Biarova. They were about to go on a boat together. Omar. So Bahadi says, I ain't going on a boat with this guy. I just interpreted him. He's going to have Nisim. So the Titanic's going to sink over here and he's going to get out of the life raft and I'm going to be stuck behind. So Omar, Bahadi Gavri, the Mishra Shli Niso, Lomali Bahadi. I'm not going with this guy. So, Lomali Bahadi. The Kosolik. Lomali. Lomali. Okay, fine, period. Lomali. So Bahadi, the Kosolik, Nofal Sifra Mine. As he's leaving, so Bahedya is carrying around his easy 1.1 version of how to interpret dreams in his pocket. So he has the guide on how to interpret dreams. And he drops it. He's running away from the boat. And Rava picks it up. Actually, Rava finds it. V'chaz adavik sivbei had the pasuk from yesterday shir. It's not really a pasuk. It was an amalgamation of a psukim or ideas. Kol achalomos hochanach harapeh. Oh, now Rava sees what Bahedya was up to. Omar, he tells him, Rasha, you wicked person. B'didach kaima. It was all up to you. You caused me all this trouble. B'tzaros u'kuli hai. Kulu machinloch. But I forgive you. I forgive you everything. Except, bar mi brate derechist. Except for my wife that you said that she would die. And she did nemach die. And others have the gears over here, and also for his children.
one of the other dreams was interpreted is his children would die, so some have the gears over here that his children would, I can't forgive you for that as well. And he said, hey, Rava, should be HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will, the limsar ha'u gavra, that you, by Hedja, should be turned over, lidem l'machusa, delo mirachm olay. Just like you didn't have any rachmim on me, mida k'negi mida, you should be turned over to a king that won't have any rachmim on you. Omar, so he said, my Ovid, by Hedja, is terrified now. What should I do? Gemiri says, it's well known, the kill last chacham afilu b'chinam hiba, it's well known that even if a person is, not doing it on purpose, but if a klala from a Talmud Chacham is like a shkogash yotzim mitachas hashalit, if they say something, it's going to happen. We see this by Megillas Esther, right? Achashverosh said, sorry, I sent it out. I can't take it back. So this is a terrible thing. So it's going to come true to me. I better run away. Maybe by going into Golis, I'll be able to go and not be affected by this. One of the reasons we sit in a sukkah, beautiful reason we sit in a sukkah, more of a shkafic reason, of course, the mitzvah sit in the sukkah, but in case it was nigzar on us, golus on Yom Kippur, so right away we want to be fulfilling that gzeira, and we go out of our house, we go into our sukkah, so if there was such a gzeira, it should be fulfilled. Very beautiful idea. In any event, so he said, I'm in trouble right now, because shekain, Rava, that's of a regular person, a regular Talmud Chacham, but Rava's a god of Lador. The Bedina Kolayit, he really appropriately cursed me, not by accident. So I'm in a lot of trouble. Oh my Ekov Agle, I will go and put myself in Golus. Golus mechapin over. When you go into Golus, you get hopefully a kapara because you're giving up your life, so to say, you're going into Golus. Okay. Come Goli Levi Ramoy. So he went to Rome into Golus. Ozal Yosef Apischa Deresh Turzina. He went and stayed right outside the person in charge of Turzina de Malka. That's like the king's wardrobe. It says on the side, Shomer Ami Elim. He's the one in charge of watching the king's wardrobe, the chief steward and butler. So, Reish Tazin Chazachamba. When you're in the business, it's hard to leave the business. But Hedra was in the business of dreams. He wasn't so quick to leave it. So, the head of the wardrobe of the king had a dream. So, he goes to Hedra. I'm like, Chazachamba. The Al Machto Bietzvoisi. I saw a needle go into my fingers. I'm like, Hadli Zuza, give me over here Azuz. And I'll interpret it for you in a way that's positive. People don't like to give away their hard-earned money to these quacks. So he didn't get it interpreted. So therefore, by head you said, I'm not going to say anything. He said, I saw this tichla over here. Rashi explains. Look at the Rashi. Toloi, right. We're just to find the Rashi. Last Rashi. Yep, tichla, tola, right? So, the tichla over here is a silkworm or something like that that destroys the clothing, and it's not only on a needle in one finger, but now it's covering up two of my fingers. In other words, getting worse. The problem's getting worse. I'm like, Havi Zuza. By head, he says, give me a Zuz, give me a buck, and I'll interpret it for you nicely. The chief wardrobe person said, no, nothing doing. And by head, you didn't tell him anything. I'm like, Chazoy, didn't have a tichla, but kuliyada. The worms are all over my hand now. So I'm like, now Bahedja doesn't even ask for the money. He says, the king's wardrobe is destroyed. Everything is gone. Meanwhile, Shama Be'malka, they heard about this in the king. In other words, they saw that the wardrobe was all destroyed. Vasri L'Reish Terzina and Kokotlile. And they brought the Reish Terzina. Now, it says here, Kokotlile, that they killed him. But from the rest of the story, he is obviously not dead yet. So I don't know what his outcome was. Did they really eventually kill him over here or not? But they wanted to kill him, that's for sure. The Gemara seems to say that they killed him, but he's still talking, so he obviously isn't killed yet at this point. Does he eventually get killed or not? It's not clear from the Gemara. They wanted to kill
the guy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They wanted to kill him, but it says, they killed him, but they couldn't have killed him yet. The wording here is a little bit strange. In any event, he says, I know. Whoa, what do you want from me? I didn't know about this. I go bring the guy, Davioda, Velo Omar. There's a guy that knew about this but didn't tell you. What are you upset at me? I didn't know anything about it. But this, Bar Hedya, he knew about it, and he's the guy that you should hold responsible. So Aisula Bar Hedya, they brought Bar Hedya there, and they found out the whole story. And Amulei, Abatu Zuzo Diotcha Chorvu Shiroi Demalka, because you were so machbid on getting a buck for your interpretation of the dreams, you caused the entire $1 million damage over here to King's wardrobe? So you're in a lot of trouble. Now, it doesn't say what happened to the Rosh Tazina. Maybe they killed him also, because ultimately it's his responsibility. I don't know. But the bottom line is, Kafisu, train Arze Bechavla. They took two cedar trees and they bent them.
and they bent them towards each other. So you know what's going to happen. They're going to spring back if they cut the rope in between them. Asur chad kare l'chad arza. So they took one leg of Bar Hedra and attached it to one tree. L'chad kare l'chad arza. It's like from a horror movie. They put one leg to each tree. And while they're both tight to each other, he's okay. V'sharu l'chavla, but then they cut the rope. Adid stalik reshe. The gear that we have is his head. His whole body was split. And he was torn in two. He was ripped asunder. Bachid's additional gear, so we'll leave it for now. Azal kol chad v'chad kama duchte. V'yitztalik v'nofal betrayed. So his whole body was ripped apart and essentially ripped into two pieces. So that was the end of Bar Hedra. Now we have a continuation of the dream ideas. Shaul ben Doma ben Achos of Rabbi Shmuel. Ben Doma was the son of the sister of Rabbi Shmuel. In other words, Rabbi Shmuel's nephew through his sister. He asked his uncle, as Rabbi Shmuel, I saw in a dream, Risi Shnei Lechayi Shinoshu. I saw my jawbones, Shnei Lechayi, the right and left jawbone, Mustama, Shinoshu, that fell off in my dream. I'm very nervous about it. Army said, don't worry about it. Shnei Gedudei Rome Yatsu Alecha. There are two Roman battalions, it means the head of the battalions, the whole battalion, not sure exactly what it means. The two Roman battalions and were moisa you to the government, and they said about you bad things, and they died. So their ability to hurt you is gone away. Amalei Bar Kappar Rabbi. Bar Kappar had a dream and he asked Rabbi, Risi Chotme Chotami Shenoshar. I saw my nose falling off in my dream. Chotamai, my nose fell off in the dream. Paris Hanoshu, fruits that fall off the tree, Gemara in Shabbos. So I saw my nose falling off my dream. What does that mean? I'm like, Charonaf Nistalik Nucha. The anger that God might have had against you, or anger that you might have had inside of you, is gone. So don't worry about it. It's a good dream, positive dream. Again, the dream goes after the interpretation. I'm like, he said another dream, where you see Shnei Yodai Shenechtuch. I saw both my hands cut off in my dream. Amalei said, don't worry, lo titztarech l'mais yadecha. You're going to be sitting on Easy Street. You're going to be sitting pretty. You're not going to have to work for a living. So your hands aren't needed in the dream to do handiwork. Amalei risi beis raglai shenikdu. I saw both my legs were cut off in my dream. Amalei, so Rebbe told him, al sur satarochev. You're not going to need your legs. You're going to be riding high on a horse. Then he said, chazoy diamalei biadar misas v'nisan l'chazes. I saw my dream that I'm going to die in Adar. I'm not going to live to see Nisan. So he interpreted those words differently. Amalei says, biadrusa misas, you're going to die with great honor. V'loasis li'din nisoyon. And you're not going to have any nisyonos at the time of your death. Nebuch, I get tons and tons, unfortunately, of shilas about end-of-life shilas. And this is a very difficult time. And for people to follow the psak halacha and to do everything halacha around the time of death is a difficult thing to do. So maybe that's what he's alluding to. Others give a little bit of a different shot, and they say that the Yetzirah over here tries to go and get a person at the end of their life to have charata on the good deeds that they did. I'll give you a lahadol, a secular thing. A guy that dies very young says, I wasted all my, he's going to die. He says, I wasted all the time exercising. I wasted all the time trying to stay thin. I should have just eaten like a pig, because I'm going to die anyway. So yes, charata. So big deal. So that's charata for something that's meaningless. But if a guy learned Torah and Kaila, this is an example I heard from my Rebbe, learned Kaila for 10, 20 years, and now he's having a hard time making a parnasa, and he has charata, he learned the Kaila 10, 20 years. If only I had gotten a job, I wouldn't be in the financial straits that I'm in. So he's basically getting the worst of both worlds. He has charata on the 10, 20 years of learning. So Hashem says, okay, so it's like he didn't do it. If you don't want to have it, I'll take it away from you. And he still is a poor person. So the nisyonis that a person can have sometimes at the end of life are very difficult. He said, you're going to have a great life and you won't have nisyonis at the end of your life. Beautiful idea. Now this story over here is also very, very strange. And the Mefarshim bring down that this Stuki had these dreams. He was very bothered by them. And normally you don't dream these types of things that we said. Unless you're thinking about something, you don't dream about it. So these dreams, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in his mind these strange dreams so that Rabbi Yishmael would be able to publicize how rotten a scoundrel this Stuki was, as we'll see from the story. In any event, I'm laying out Stuki, Rabbi Yishmael, Ra'isi She'ani Mashke Shemin L'Zeisim. I saw in my dream that I'm giving olive oil into an olive. Doesn't make any sense. So I'm laying, Ba'al Limo. This is a reference to the fact that you had relations with your mother, Rachmona Litzlan. The olive oil is being put back into the olive. He saw that as an allusion to the fact that he had relations with his mother. As we will see in the Gemara, the Tztuki says, they attack you, you're right on every one. He says, one, you might have gotten a little bit wrong. And it turns out that even that one, he got 100% right. So the Tztuki was a horrible person. And he was worried about these dreams. He goes to Rabbi Shmuel, so Rabbi Shmuel could publicize how rotten a scoundrel this Tztuki was. Amalei next stream, I saw that I somehow grabbed the star from the sky. So Amalei, by Yisrael ganavta. You kidnapped a Jew. That's what it means. We're compared. Avram was told, your children will be kechochei hashamayim l'rov. So every kochav is like a yid. So one of the stars you grabbed, you kidnapped the yid. Amalei chazay de balayis ilakochva. I swallowed the kochav. Amalei by Yisrael zavante for achle l'dome. You kidnapped the guy, you got the ransom, and then you finished eating all the ransom. You used up all the ransom. That's what it means. Amalei chazay. I was cross-eyed. Well, my eyes are kissing each other. The eyes are supposed to go in unison. You're looking to the right, your right eye and your left eye look to the right. You're looking to the left, your left eye and your right eye look to the left. Here, there was cross-eyed. Both eyes were looking in the same towards each other. That's not normal. I saw that in my dream. He said I was very disturbed by it. A sister over here is like the eyes. They're like pairs. They're siblings to each other. So you're looking at the other eye. It meant that you had relations with your sister, Rahman al-Islam. Which was, of course, true for this Tuki. Amalei chazay din ashki siyara. I saw you kissing the moon in my dream. I saw myself kissing the moon in my dream. Amalei baalishes Yisrael. We're compared sometimes to the moon as well. We have only reflected light from the sun. So, Nebuch, this means that you had relations with an Ashes Yisrael. Amalei chazay din derichna bituna diasa. I saw that I was traveling in the shade, in the tuna, means the tzel, the shadow, the shade of an asa. Of a myrtle tree. Amalei, Baal Narmu Rasa. The Mepharshim explained over here that they used to have canopies. The chuppas were made out of myrtle, out of asa. So this meant over here that you were underneath the canopy. It meant that you did an aveira with this Narmu Rasa. Amalei, further he saw Chazai, Tuna, Meiloi, Behu, Mitatoi. I saw above me and below me this myrtle over here, this Tuna, the asa, Rashi adds over here the words. So he saw this strange thing. So he says, Amalei, Mishkacha Havuch. You had relations with her in the non-usual way. Normal way is the man on the top, the woman on the bottom. Here was the opposite. Amalei said another dream, Chazai, are they ravens? Ravens in general are a bad sign. They're an ominous sign. So I saw ravens, the Hadri Lepurye, that were leaving my bed over here, or coming to my bed. Amalei, Ishtacha Zonso, Me'anoshim Harbi. This is a reference to all the men that are coming to your house and having relations with your wife. Amalei Chazai, I saw my dream Yonah, the Hadri Lepurye. I saw these doves coming to my bed. Amalei Noshim Arbe Timesa. In your bed, you also did a lot of averus with other women. Amalei saw my dreams Chazai, the Noki Tre Yonah Yapirchon. I saw two doves leaving my bed, flying away. Amalei Tarti Noshim Nisvis. You married two women, Uperchasinon below Get. And you sent them away without a Get. So these are still Ashes Ish, and yet you sent them away. Amalei, another dream Yad Chazai. The Kilifna Beye, I was peeling eggs in my dream. So an egg is something, the Vilna Gaon says, doesn't have a mouth to it. That's one of the reasons why we have eggs as a sign of Avelis, because you don't have a Pischon Peh. Tzidik HaDin. I admit, HaKadosh Baruch, I recognize everything from you is good. HaKol Gamzu L'tova, and therefore I have nothing to say. So that's why egg represents Avelis often. So you saw he was peeling eggs over here. So Amalei, Shichvi, Kom Mishlachas, it means over here that you have peeled, so to say, the flesh of a dead person. So Amalei. So now that Stuki says, Kulu Isnubi, you are, Taka, an amazing interpreter of dreams. Every single one of these horrible averas that you said I did, I, Taka, did. But I didn't go and strip a person of his flesh. We'll get to that in a second. That's the verse Teretz. So I'm like, Kulu Isnubi, Bar Miha, Delese. The last one that I stripped a person's skin, I didn't do. No, meanwhile, Adhochi Vahochi, Asya Hayis. So a woman comes and says, Amalei, hey, hi Glima de Michsa, the guy replied to you. I don't know if it was her husband, it was a relative of hers. A woman comes along and says, hey, that suit that you're wearing, that used to be my dead husband's suit. And it meant, the miss, he died, Vashlachte. You took off his clothing. Not that you stripped his skin, you stripped his clothing. Oh, that Titaka did. So 100% Rabbi Shmuel was right. It was this horrible Stuki over here that even misinterpreted the interpretation of Rabbi Shmuel. He continues going on. He saw in my dream, the Stuki said that my father left me a property, some nechosim, in Kaputkia. So Rabbi Shmuel asked him, Amalei, is it nechosim in Kaputkia? Do you have any property in Kaputkia? Amalei, no. Ozal, he said, Ozal, avuch le Kaputkia? Did your father ever travel to Kaputkia? Maybe he has something you don't know about. Amalei, lo, my father never went to Kaputkia. M. Cain, he says, you know what the word kaputki means? It's a nutricone. It's a mnemonic over here. Kaput is kafa, which means kishura, a beam. Deka, like decathlete, or, you know, the word deka means 10, is asara. It's the way we say 10 in Greek. So therefore, the beam, the 10th beam, Zilchaze Kofo Deresh Asara, go look at the beam on top of 9 other beams, the 10th beam on the top, Shimalei Azuzi, you're going to find it in your house filled with money. Azal Ashkach Shimalei Azuzi. And in fact, that's what it was. It was filled with money. If somebody sees a well in their dreams, we're done with this stuki. If you see a well in your dreams, Ro Shalom, that's a good sign. The bear is a simon for Shalom. Shinamar, based upon Yitzchak, Benachal, Vimsu Shon Bear Maim Chayim, and the Rai is really from the end of this pasuk as well, below Ravu Aleha. Right? That's what the Diktuke Sofrim brings down. The editor of the Gemara just cut the pasuk off too short. In any event, you see that the bear that they dug, there was the low rubble there. Finally, there wasn't fighting about it. So therefore, it's a reference to Shalom. Rinasan Amer, Matzah Torah, it means if you see a well that you're going to find Torah learning. Shneim Akimotzi, Matzah Chayim. If somebody finds this, they'll find life. And that, Uksev Acha, Bear Mayim Chayim. So therefore, this well is an allusion to finding Torah. Rava my chay mamish. Rava says, no, literally means life. You're going to have a good life, a healthy, long life. Amri Chanon, Shalosh Shlomo's Hain, the three things that are a school, if you wish, if you see them in your dream, for peace. Nahar, Tzipar, Ukdeira. Now, interesting, the Nachamesh Nefesh brings down that the gematria of Shalom is 376, which is the gematria of Tzipar. Very nice, cute idea. In any event, Nahar, Tzipar, Ukdeira, if you see them in your dreams, that's a good sign. Why? Nahar, because the pasuk says, Dichsev, Hini note lecha ki Nahar Shalom. Oh, you see, Nahar, Shalom together. Tzipor, dichsev, ki tziporos ofos, kein yogin Hashem tzvakos v'gomer. You'll be protected, i.e. you'll have shalom v'gomer. K'deiro, dichsev, the pasuk says, Hashem tishpos shalom lanu. So you'll have over here, the pot over here is a reference over here to shalom. So a beautiful idea also the Menachemesh Nefesh brings down from Mordechai Benet, and he says that the k'deiro functions to separate the fire underneath the k'deiro from the water in the pot. So it separates fire and water, the two protagonists, and therefore that's why the kedera is a simon over here for shalom. Yeah. Nice idea. But there can't be meat in the pot because shanina, because we've learned ufarsu kasher basir uchavasu besolch kalachas, because that is already a negative sign. It's going to be a negative thing if there's meat in the pot. That's not a sign of shalom. Now, even though we just said if you see these things, it's a reference to good, but we just said also all dreams are based upon the interpretation. So while there are good things, maybe de novo, but if you don't interpret it properly, it could be bad. So before a bad pasuk comes in your mind, which we'll give examples of, say the good pasuk. So if you have these dreams in the morning, we said the dreams in the morning are the more realist dreams, the most likely to pretend something of value. So he says, if you see a dream about a river, then you should quickly wake up. Yomar hini note aleh kinar shalom. The pasuk that we said, the good pasuk before, called him shektemen pasuk acha. Before you think of another pasuk, and that would be a pasuk from Yeshaya. So don't worry, nobody who went to yeshiva is going to know that pasuk. Ki yavo kinahar tzar, because you're going to be over here like all the rivers will be like your travails over here, all your troubles, and therefore it's not a good thing. So nahar tzar, so that's a bad reference. If somebody sees a bird in their dreams, Yashvi Yomer, the pasuk that we said, Kizi Parim Ofus Ken Yogen V'chule, V'gomer, before the pasuk, Kodi Shekmen Pasuk, Acher, a bad pasuk comes in, Kizi Parim Nodes in a Karnav V'gomer, the tzipar that's going away from its house, that's a bad pasuk. Allusion to a bad idea. Harakdei B'chalom, Yashvi Yomer Hashem, Tishbos, Shalom Lanu, the pot should be set for us in a positive way. So before you think of the pasuk, Kodi Shekmen Pasuk Acher, that it says, Shafos Hasir, put the pot down, and that's in a negative way in the context of that pasuk from Yechezkel. Haro anovim b'chalom, you see grapes in a dream, Yashvi Omar, kanovim b'midbor, you should say that dream over there, kodim shekmen pasuk acher, inveimo, invei rosh. Rosh is like the moor, the gallbladder is bile. So that's not a positive thing. As opposed to saying the pasuk, that's a positive thing. If you see a mountain in your dream, Yashvi Yomar, the pasuk, Manavu, Ale Arim, Raglim Avaser. Before, that's a positive pasuk, tells you the Raglim Avaser, the person who's coming to give us good news over here, is how pleasant is the mountain. So, call them Shikdan Pasuk Acha, the bad pasuk, Ale Arim, Esso Bechiv, and A. All the crying and the sadness from the mountain. Harar shofar b'chalav. If you see a shofar in your dream, yashkiv yom arvo. Yeah, but yom ahu, you talk about shofar gadol. Oh, we can't wait till the day when Mashiach comes. Kol yishik menu pasuk acher. For the bad pasuk, tiku shofar b'giva. The pasuk over here alludes to the end of that pasuk as well. It's talking about that the enemy is going to attack us. So again, the v'goma over here is the critical part.
See a dog in a dream, which is a positive thing that the dogs didn't bark when we left Mitzrayim, the Mitzrayim weren't alerted.
Before you get this possible, that the klovim are greedy.
Which is a positive idea. You have to have fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
That the lion's coming out of his den over here and he's going to attack you. And the Mepharshim should bring down this reference to Bavel that's going to attack Kla Yisrael. The Bavel is the Aryeh.
You see a shaving in your dream. That's what Yosef, when he went to go to Paro, so he changed his clothing and he took a shave.
Before the bad pasuk, where pasuk says, we leave out the word key, im gulcha im gulchasi v'sarmi meni kochi.
So that's a negative idea.
If you see the well in your dream, Yashvi Omar, Be'er Mayim Chayim, the pasuk that we said before, kol yishik menu pasuk acher, which is a bad pasuk, kakir vayir meimeha,
which again is a negative connotation for the well.
Or kane b'chalom, if you see a reed in your dream, Yashvi Omar, you should say, kane rotzutz lo yishover.
That this bruised reed over here will never be broken. In other words, even though Klai Yisrael is smashed sometimes, we take a lot of persecution, we're never going to be broken.
The Vilna Gaon over here brings down that a kana represents the trachea. We'll see this later on. And this is how you breathe. This is life. So that's a positive thing.
Kol d'mishik benu the pasuk acher, hinei v'tachti loch al mishenes hakana harotsu.
So again, that is a negative thing, that you're relying upon this broken reed. This is a reference to us relying upon Mitzrayim to save us from Ashur.
Tana Rabban and Rol, Kone Mechalim, you see a reed in your dream, Yitzapa L'Chochma, that's a good sign that you're going to become a Talmud Chochma. You should look for becoming a Talmud Chochma. Shneimar, Kinei Chochma, that you're going to gain Chochma. Play on the word Kone and Kinei. Kinim, if you see lots of reeds, Kanim, Yitzapa L'Vina, then you're going to have more than Chochma. Chochma, Bina V'Das, is an elevation. So you're going to have even more. Shneimar, V'Chol Kinyonecha, Kano Bina.
So therefore, it's a double idea over here. The Vilna Gaon adds over here that one pipe is the trachea. When you have two pipes, it's the trachea and the esophagus. It means everything is going to be good for you.
Amar Zera, Kara, Kura, Kira, and Kanya, all of these are various substances over here. Rashi says that the Kara is the Dalas, and it's a play on the words, if you see this Dalas in your dream, it's going to be that your Dola, that you're pulling up stuff, you're bringing up stuff. Dolu einai lemorom. You're looking, pulling up your eyes to the sky. So that's what kar is. Kura over here is the soft part around the palm tree that grows. And every year it gets harder after it's out there for a year. And that becomes the bark of the tree. Kira is wax. Rashi says shaiva. And kanya means the kana, the reed. So all of these things, if you see them, kulum alu l'chalma. They're all good if you see them in your dream. Tanya, we learn the Brisa. Hey, Maran Deluya, Nelamishi Yorishamayim. We only show Deluya to somebody who's already Yorishamayim. But Kol Chocho, who's a full Yorishamayim, he's Zolchet to see this Dalas, this Deluim in his dreams.
Harai Shor B'chalom, if you see a Shor in your dream, Yashkav Yomai, you say this Pasuk, B'chor Shoro, Hadalo, from Yosef, the Brach from Yosef. Kol Yishkim Menu Pasuk Acher, before you think of the Pasuk, Ki Yigach Shor, Esish. That we just had a Mishpatim, that it's a negative thing to be gored by an ox.
Then it say the Brisa, Tanu Rabbanu Chamisha Dvarim Nemu Bishar. Five things are said about Ashar. Ha'ocha mibisar, if you see them in your dream. Ha'ocha mibisar, if you see yourself eating from ox meat in your dream, misasher, that's a good idea that you're going to become rich.
Negacho, it's also a good idea.
Having lon banim shemenagchim b'torah.
The Shleima Mishnah so adds over here, menachin also b'torah.
You're going to have children that will either be fighting the Mochemto Shotor in the Beis Medrash, or they'll be defeating you in Torah.
And he points out, the Shleima Mishnah also says, a father's never jealous of his son. A Rebbe's never jealous of the Talmud. Father's never jealous of his son. And therefore, if they supersede you in learning, that's the greatest nachas that a father can get. That my son's a bigger Talmud Chacham than me. Baruch Hashem, I'm Yotzei that very well. So therefore, Menachem B'Torah. The children will be Menachem Osa B'Torah. He adds the word Osa in the Girsa.
Noshko, if the shor bites you in the dream, Yisurim Bamelov, that's not a good sign.
Beyatu, if you get kicked, Derech Recholcha is down below. You're going to be sent off on a journey.
Finally, the fifth one, Rachvo Olalikdula.
If you're riding on the shore, that's a sign that you're going to be held into a great position. Aye, Gemara says, well, Tanya, Bryce says, Rachel Mace, if you're riding on the shore, you're going to die. So Gemara says, Lokashi, you misinterpreted. Ha the Rachel Hu Lutura, Ha the Rachel Tura Lididei. It depends who's riding who. When you're riding the shore, that's a good sign. If the shore is riding on top of you in the dream, that's not a good sign. If you see a donkey in your dream, Yitzapel Yeshua, that's a sign of Yeshua. This is heralding the donkey of Moshiach. Shinemar, Hinei Malkech Yavoloch, Tzadik Venosheahu, Ani Verochiv HaChamor. It's a reference to Eliyahu Navi coming on the donkey, heralding the coming of Moshiach. If you see a cat in your dream, so it depends. Be asked for the correlation Shunra, if they call a cat a Shunra, right? From Chad Gadja, right? In Yonah the Pesach, we have to talk about. So if you see a Shunra cat, if you call it a Shunra, Nasislo Shira Noah. It's a play on the word Shunra, Shira Noah. Shinra, but if they pronounce it Shinra, Nasislo Shinui Ra. Others disagree with this. The Rasha says the exact opposite drasha. He says, Shunra's bad, Shinra's good. Okay, different gyrsos. If you see grapes in your dream, so Levanos, if you see white grapes, Bein Bismanon, Bein Shiloh Bismanon, Yofos. Whether they're in season or not in season, white grapes are always a good sign in the dream. Shacharos, if you see black grapes in your dream, darker grapes in your dream, so it depends. Bismanon, if it's the season for the grapes, Yofos, then it's no problem. Shiloh Bismanon, Rose. But if it's not the time to see grapes, it's not the season for grapes, then seeing black grapes is not a good sign. Or a sus lavon, if you see a white horse in your dream, b'chalom, whether it's going slowly or whether it's going very fast, it's galloping, yafalo liadom, yafalo, it's good for a person, yafalo, period, it's good for a person. Edom, if you see a red horse, so then it depends, b'nachas, if it's just trotting, if it's going very slowly or it's resting, yafal, that's not a bad sign. Berida, but if it's galloping, a red horse in your dream galloping, is kosher, that's not good for you. If you see Yishmael, we'll see what this means, Yishmael ben Avram. Tfilos of Yishmael, because Shamakel, that's his name. Hashem listened to the Tfilos. So therefore, if you see Yishmael in a dream, it means Hashem is going to answer your Tfilos. But Dafka Yishmael ben Avram, it means specifically you see Yishmael ben Avram in your dreams. I will tell you, if you just see a regular Yishmaelite, if you see a regular Arab over here, Bialma, lo, that doesn't have any significance that you're going to dream, your Tfilos are going to be answered. If you see a camel in your dream, so then, Misa Niknisolo, Minashamayim, Vitzilumi Medo. You were supposed to die. The Gomel, bring down these two psukim over here, it's a play on the word Gomel for words that sound like the word Gomel. And therefore, there was supposed to be an onish punished on you, but Hashem saved you from that onish. How do we see this? I'm a Rechama, Berebi Chanina. Micro, what's the source for this? Vanochi Ered Imcha Mitzrayma, Vanochi Elcha Gamelo. If I say Gamelo real fast, it sounds like Gamla. So therefore, Gamalo, the Gamla represents that you'll get out of this bad dream. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Mamiyacha, Gam Hashem Hevir Chatosko Lo. So here the Gam and the Lo aren't together, but they're Lo Somos over here. Finally, Aro Pinchas B'chalom. If you see Pinchas, who had many, many miracles happen to him, Rashi alludes to the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Vilna Gaon reminds us that there are 6 or 12 different yourselves. The Gemara says 6 amazing miracles that happened to him. The Medrash says that 12 amazing miracles, one more phenomenal than the other, that happened on the day that Pinchas killed Zimri ben Salu and Cosby. So he says, if you see Pinchas in a dream, Pele Nasalo, you're going to have an unbelievable thing happen to you. Aro Pil B'chalom, Plos Nasalo. Seeing an elephant in a dream is also Plos, from the play on the word peel. Pilim, if you see a whole herd of elephants, Pili Plos. Many, many wonderful things are going to happen to you. Nasalo will happen to you. I, Gemara says, Vatanya, we're going to learn in a Braisa today, and also I think have it later on tomorrow. Kol minei chayos yofin l'chalom. Seeing animals in a dream is generally good, with the exception, chutz min ha'pil, to see an elephant is not a good sign, or min ha'kof, or a monkey. Amazing pshat over here that I saw brought down, the Shlema Mishnasa, and well, the Beis Yosef brings it down. He says that originally there were creations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that had das, and then Hashem took away some of the das from them, and those include some of the higher animals. A monkey, a chimpanzee, is a very smart animal. They can teach it to even do sign language and things. So he says they had a certain das in them that was taken away. The stomach of the elephant also had that das. Elephants remembers, right? We also, an elephant never forgets. So there's a certain das that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria, and then he took some of that away. So if you see this, it's a bad sign. That's why it's a bad sign to see a monkey or an elephant. So Kashi, you just said it's a good sign to see an elephant. Pile ployim if you see lots of elephants. How come here it's a bad sign? So Lo Kashi Mor says, Hod de misareg, Hod de lo misareg. It depends. Is it wearing a saddle? That's one interpretation. Or does it have a bit in its mouth? That's the other interpretation of an afsar. So if it's saddled or it's bridled, so then it's a good sign. It's not going to attack you. But if it's running wild and running loose, so then that's not a good sign. That, in fact, is a bad sign. So it's been a pleasure giving you the daf today. I look forward to giving it again on Sunday. Have a wonderful Shabbos.